So it's that time, Allison.
What time would that be?
Well, it's a time when we take a break from the hard stuff and we talk about the news that doesn't make it on the front page, but you still like it.
Oh, I love it.
We love it. We call it the ramble. I'm going to start off telling you about a film director. You might have heard of him, Steven Spielberg. He's used to sitting in dark rooms, you could say, by himself, staring at television screens. So may not be much of a stretch or a surprise to you to learn that besides being a director, he's also a gamer. His latest production is for the video game world, not the silver screen. He's working with this gaming company called EA, and he's developed a game for the Nintendo Wii called Boom Blocks. The game features a cast of more than 30 characters, including a chicken that lays bomb blocks. I don't even know what that is. And a baseball throwing monkey. The multiplayer game also has an in-game editor that allows players to create their own characters and levels. Spielberg said, "I am a gamer myself, and I really wanted to create a video game that I could play with my kids." So there you go. It's going to be available in May.
I'm sitting here. I think is EA Electronic Arts? Because if they are, they're a big deal. I think that's who it
All
is.
right.
Yeah.
Well, you can't
It
imagine
is
that he's
Electronic Arts.
dealing
They're
with
like
some
they did The
peon.
Sims. They're, I mean, they're for real. Which
Okay.
is probably why Steven Spielberg said yes and showed up. All right, this is we have a little bit more Barack Obama news, but it's not really about him. It's about an upcoming web-only film that's called Barackula, the musical.
No way.
It's kind of just funny to say. It uses
Barackula.
Barackula, uses Obama's speeches to tell the fictional tale of him battling a secret society of vampires at Harvard Law School. The songs in the film play off themes in the senator's life with lyrics such as "Chicago community organizing, that's where I belong. I can't be a vampire. That's why I sing this song. I don't think Spring Awakening's in any trouble." First-time director Mike Lawson describes the film as, quote, "a short political mock horror rock musical, sort of like Thriller meets Jesus Christ Superstar." Let's take a listen.
The name's Barack Obama, just named president of Harvard's Law Review. It should be a time of celebration, but my life's in danger. My association with the secret society that's after me won't let me go, won't let me.
Musical.
We need a musical. Everyone has a musical these days.
Coming to a website near you, Barackula.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you about a very determined turtle. Apparently, there is a leatherback turtle who swam 12,774 miles. Now, this is surprising to me because when I think turtle, I think very little arms, right? Very little turtle arms, like. How does a turtle swim? This is something maybe we're going to have to
Didn't
investigate.
you, Aesop's Fables, Turtle and the Hare? Slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah, I guess, but I thought that was on ground. I didn't even.
I can swim
I can't
too.
even wrap my head around a turtle. Like, does the turtle get tired of doing the front stroke so it's like on the side stroke? I mean, that's a long ways. Research biologists tracked this one particular turtle. It took him 647 days to journey from the coast of Papua Province in Indonesia to Oregon. The turtle reached Oregon and then headed to Hawaii, as you would if you've just completed such a grueling task, before the battery on the satellite transmitter gave out. So I guess he's still going. He went to Oregon and then he just kept on going to
There you
Hawaii.
go.
Interesting.
Our
That's
next
all.
story has some musical accompaniment, please. Not coming across the water. Even six Grammy nominations can't get Amy Winehouse into the United States. The singer's application for a visa has been denied. So you won't see her on the Grammy red carpet this Sunday. She still may make an appearance via satellite. Her label is said to be working out a deal for her to perform from Britain. As you may know, she has been in rehab for several weeks following the release of a video which allegedly showed her smoking crack cocaine. Now, Amy Winehouse, a really great talent, lady who gets in some trouble, is nominated for 6 awards, including the top prizes of Best New Artist, Best Record, Song of the Year, and Best Album of the Year. So,
do we know why it's been denied? There's all that crap.
Well,
stuff?
She's been a little bit frisky. Shall we say. So, Amy, get better.
Yeah.
You've got a great voice. We wish you well. That's The Ramble. These stories and more on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park. Hope you found the right man.